a party of 100 million people to watch the Denver Broncos take on the Seattle Seahawks in Super Bowl 48, a chilly outdoor game here in the New York area. It's legacy man Peyton Manning versus the Legion of Boom, the Seattle Seahawks defense. And if there is a sizable group out there concerned about the brutality of football and turning off the game on Sunday, it probably won't show up in those ratings. Tomorrow we'll begin announcing the finalists in our soup or bowl competition to warm the tummies of the chilly folks at the game on Sunday and a chance to share some great recipes from so many of you. But with an ample appetite for competition, game time, food, and sports talk, James Brown of the NFL Today on CBS and Inside the NFL on Showtime took some time out to reflect on this season and what has been a real turning point for the NFL, a new concern about the health of its players, a landmark legal settlement to address long-term brain injury. In 2013, JB says the NFL brass found themselves in the red zone on the health issue.
I would like to believe, and I'm sure there are, a number of people who are associated with the league office who are genuinely concerned about the health of the players and want to do things the right way. But I'm also not so naive as to think that there aren't many who are looking strictly at the bottom dollar. If you will, the recent rejection by Judge Ann Doty of the concussion lawsuit settlement, she rejected that. She wanted to see how the numbers were arrived at because it's her belief that this may not be enough to cover. So I'm all for that because at the end of the day, John, what needs to prevail is what is right. And those who may be thinking only in terms of numbers, and hey, it was a good business decision for the league to settle this without any culpability in terms of admitting whether they knew or didn't know about the issues associated with long-term effects, dementia, and the like, irrespective of all of that, do what's right.
You know, and that's the clash because on the one hand, you know, you can care for players. You can help them and support them when post-career, you know, they're having medical problems. That's one thing. But it's not to be confused with covering your rear end in terms of liability. One does not substitute for the other. You're either going to care for the players or you're going to care for your sort of liability question. Do you think the NFL has figured out which is which right now?
I believe, irrespective of what others may think, that Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, really has a good heart. He absolutely unequivocally is trying to change the tone and tenor of the game, that it is going to have to look a lot different, those are my words, a lot different than what it has looked like in terms of the rules and player safety on the field. I've admired the way that Roger Goodell, as a CEO, if you will, has gone about surrounding himself with people who are highly regarded in the league, ex-coaches and players, people who run these organizations who truly have the best interests at heart and to make certain there's a healthy balance there. And I believe that firmly.
Do you think a player who, say, a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman who gives three solid years and then is injured and can't go back, and, you know, how much did they get paid for those 3 years? But for those 3 years, they may have enabled a Peyton Manning to make those unbelievable downfield passes that were so dramatic, that were spectacular entertainment. Should that player be kind of set up for life? Should they have a retirement that basically is going to compensate them for the potential loss of physical ability because of the punishment of this game?
From my perspective, that would speak to having the best and most comprehensive workers' compensation plan in place, health coverage, et cetera. Can that be improved? Unquestionably. If you understand anything about football, the game really is, and it starts in the trenches with the offensive line and the defensive lines. And those guys for 60, 62, 65 plays a game, snaps a game, if you will, in the vernacular, they are going head to head, toe to toe. There are collisions each and every time out. The human body can only handle and stand so much. So should they have the best plans in place? Absolutely.
As a broadcaster, you see this. I mean, you work with some of the finest NFL legends who are there behind the mic, Boomer Esiason, of course, with you. When the cameras stop rolling, do you notice in the speed or maybe lack of speed at which someone gets out of the chair or walks over to the water fountain, just the cost that these players have paid to play this game?
Anecdotally, John, I one year was blessed to host the Hall of Fame dinner in Canton, Ohio. And as I was introducing the 50-plus players who were there for the dinner that evening, it struck me how many came in with limps, or some with many with canes, and even some with walkers. So later in life, there's no question the toll that the game takes on one's body is palpable, and it's evident as one gets older. I don't see that as an issue with the guys with whom I'm working right now, even on Inside the NFL with Phil Sims, the former New York Giants quarterback and Super Bowl MVP, and Chris Collinsworth, who took over for John Madden. These guys played the game as well, too. But almost to a man, many of them have had multiple surgeries already, and some have put off surgeries that they need to have because they're just trying to cope with it right now. But as one gets older, those things do start to surface, yes.
What's the NFL's path forward, do you think? I mean, you've talked about how you know, these wake-up calls have been heeded, at least as far as you can tell. Did you ever imagine that you would live to see a day where there are actually credible voices in the media for one reason or another calling for boycotting the game on Sunday because of the issues of gladiatorial sort of violence on the field? This is not something you would have even imagined a decade ago.
Give me an example, John.
Well, there's an essayist who says, I won't be watching this Sunday. His name's Steve Almond. But if I'm completely honest about my misgivings, it's not just that the NFL is a negligent employer. It's how our worship of the game has blinded us to its pathologies. Now, that would have been a completely fringe view 10 years ago, but, you know, it's getting some traction.
And to me, that essay, if you will, sounds like one that would have played well even back in the Roman gladiator times as well. Look, the love of the game, the love of combatants out there on the playing field has been there since time immemorial. I think to the degree that we can, and I'm seeing definitive moves afoot. I've been around the game for a long time in a professional capacity as a broadcaster since 1986. So I do understand, and I've seen some definitive moves in the right direction. Have there been things that have occurred in the past that would not fly and should not have flown? Absolutely. But I'm seeing definitive changes now to bring that kind of sensitivity and thoughtfulness to the human condition, if you will, to the players. And look, that's what the NFL Players Association is there for as well, to make certain that it's advocating aggressively and passionately on behalf of the players to ensure that the workplace environment is one that is humane. And I'm seeing a lot more progress over the last 10, 20 years than certainly even before about the things that I've read and more importantly, have talked to those players who played back in those earlier eras.
James Brown, JB, it's great to talk to you.
Hey, John, look forward to doing it again. Thank you so much for having me.
James Brown, longtime NFL broadcaster. He's the host of the NFL Today on CBS and Inside the NFL on Showtime. If you want to hear James Brown's thoughts on the Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman after his outburst on the air, after his team secured a place in the Super Bowl, you can visit our website at thetakeaway.org. Some very insightful comments there from James Brown, and why he's disappointed in those in the media who have labeled Richard Sherman a thug.